Do not have an intro today?
Well, I'm always waiting for her to do her little blog talk thing.
Radio.
There she is.
And there she goes, like 20 seconds after we expected it. But that's how that lady is, our wonderful friend at Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Miscommunication. I'm Claudia. We have Kelly here with us tonight. And we have all sorts of fun things for you tonight. So fun that we don't even know what they are yet. That is how we are going to roll tonight. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be fun. It's going to be funny. And Kelly, you know what I think tonight? We have promised for all our shows, you know, that we tell it like it is and we say what we think and we don't care what anybody else thinks. And I feel like tonight is going to be the night that that is truly going to happen. So how are you today?
I am good. I'm sitting here I'm sitting in a bed in a room with my mama, and so but I don't even have to be edited because she's the best. I'm good. I won some football tickets to a game today, so I feel like it's a good day.
That is a good day.
Right. I've mentioned this radio show that I like to listen to, and they are doing a tour, and they came to Campbellsville today, which, of course, is the tiny town where I live, and they, like, you sign in, and when you sign in, they draw somebody's name at the end of the show, and, like, the guys that run the show are all my friends, and they were like, Kelly, you win tickets to the Kentucky Vandy football game. I'm like, that's the best thing ever. So I get to go to Nashville on November the 17th for, I think it's the 17th. It's November the something-ish for the Kentucky Vandy game. And we're supposed to win that one. So it's pretty exciting.
That's very exciting. Congratulations on your big ticket win there.
Yes, because I didn't get that job that we spoke of last week. So I need something positive in my life.
Exactly. So whoever the people are to cast spells and rub rabbit's feet and all that, apparently you did not do it appropriately. You missed a step. You forgot to stir the cauldron at a very important time or something because it did not work. But you got the tickets, so that's yay.
Yeah, it is. And I got them in far enough ahead of time that I can ask off work and get a vacation day, so it'll all be great. I'll get paid for taking the day off, and it also, pardon me for the yawn there, I'll get paid, and I'll get to go have fun at a football game with one of my friends, so it's great.
Yes, yeah, I feel like any time you can get paid to watch football, that is a good day in my book.
It's a win. That's a huge win. Get paid to watch football.
Yes. So maybe if you could find a job
of,
that incorporates
like
that.
Puts me out on the weekend.
Find a job.
I think I just told somebody yesterday that would be if I could get paid to write about sports and do that full time. That would be the only thing that would make me feel better about not teaching right now. The only other things that I could do that would make me not feel like a complete loser. But anyway, speaking of tickets, I also am going to I purchased my tickets today for this concert. It's called the Louder Than Life Festival. It's in Louisville, and it is going to be fantastic. And one of my same friends that works for that the radio show also works for like this radio station in Louisville, and he said that he could possibly get me and my friend backstage to see Shinedown.
What?
Freaking yeah, I know, right? So I'm in the process of like dying. I'm dying. I'm so excited.
I think you should be.
I know it sounds like
that
it. You can detect the enthusiasm in my voice.
Yeah.
It's
that is her turned down enthusiasm. That is her playing it cool. Enthusiastic tone right there.
I'm trying to not be like super fangirl.
That is amazingly, yes, that would be wonderful. I am very much looking forward to seeing Shinedown in 2 days, as a matter of fact. But this tour thus far, they have not done any meet and greets for whatever reason. So you would be a very, very lucky individual if you were able to see them backstage anytime in the near future. That would be a win.
I'm terribly, terribly excited. See, I'm yawning. I bet if I wasn't like laying in a bed that I would not yawn all the time. You think that would be true?
You would think.
Anyway.
But who knows?
Yeah.
So any other excitement that you would like to share?
Let me see. Not that I can think of. I cannot think of anything else. Like I said, I'm just super excited to be here tonight.
I am feeling your excitement.
I'm sorry. I'm going to be better.
It is oozing. It is oozing through the speakers, your excitement right now. I feel it. But this might get you a little bit excited. It's something that we enjoy talking about every single week, and that is our SMS segment. And for those of you who don't know what SMS is, around here, it is social media stupidity, and I have some to share with you today. Now, I am a fairly private individual, and I don't like to divulge a whole lot on social media, but I've gotten a little better at that and, share when it feels appropriate. However, I've noticed a growing trend recently in the social media stupidity department, and that would be sharing your marital woes. So people that are still together, their spouse is also on Facebook, and these people are complaining about various things, talking about how their marriage is not a good one, and talking about how they are going on a date night with their spouse, but, their spouse picked something that they don't want to go do. They're posting this stuff. Like, really? Passive-aggressive much? Why don't you just go talk to the person who is, like, in the room right beside you? Kelly, what do you think of this SMS trend of talking about your marriage problems to all the world on Facebook?
I think it's dumb to post. And given the circumstances with the crazy ex of my friend and all her Facebook drama. Why? You put stuff out there like that, and then you say, hey, I don't want, why are you commenting on it? Why are you all up in my business? Because you put your business out there for everybody to see. That's why everybody, Mama's chiming in over here. That's why everybody's all up in your business, because you're putting it on Facebook. That's right. Mama said you made it their business when you plaster your stuff on Facebook. If you have,
right.
if I have an issue with you or with my mom or with, my boyfriend, I'm not going to post it on Facebook, unless I have already addressed it with them. Like, if they know that I'm super frustrated, I'll just be like, you know what?
I'm super frustrated.
Exactly.
Oh, you're
like, I am. But, it's like, bless his heart. But it's, I mean, it's like it, you invite people into it, but that's something like, I know Facebook is like, it's personal. Like, you know, that's the difference in the two social media things, I think, is like how personal it is. Because like Facebook for me is personal. I put pictures of my family on Facebook, you know, like, you know, that kind of thing. On Twitter, unless it's just an absolutely undeniably cute picture of one of my niece or nephews, like, most of my tweets are about sports or live tweeting an event or talking about something stupid that's going on. It's not like, you know, like, this happened to me today, you know, unless it's not, you know, like, but mm-hmm. if you invite people into your drama, like, there's a line of how much drama you should put on stuff. Like, should right. you put, right. if there is legit evidence that, you know, like, somebody's being abused and you want to put a picture out there just to make that person feel like a complete piece of crap and bring the fact that they are a piece of crap to everybody's attention, I mean, like, that's your prerogative. But if you were going to put a little too much blush on your face and then just, like, use phrases and words that imply, sorry, Mom, I've talked about all this on the show before. but I mean, like, if you put stuff like that, you know, and then you leave people to, you know, make their own assumptions and, you know, draw their own conclusions. It's like, you know, like, then when people chime in on it, you get mad. And it's like, if you don't want, Claudia, if I want your opinion on an issue that I have going on in my life, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to text you. I'm going to call you. If I want, like, my family's opinion on something, I'm going to call them or I'm going to text them and be like, hey, this is what's going on. What do you think? I'm not going to open that up for some random person that I met 10 years ago who added me on Facebook and then decided that right. we should be friends forever. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm. I most certainly do.
I mean, it's just like social media makes, like, when you put it on there, it makes your business everybody else's business. And if you don't want that to be their business, you know, if people having marital issues don't want everybody else's input, don't put it out there. Don't put it on Facebook. Don't put it on Twitter. Don't put it on Instagram or Periscope or Snapchat.
Whatever.
Well,
whatever
you feel like. You know, yeah, even if you did want somebody's input, I mean, maybe your spouse doesn't want it all on Facebook.
Exactly. Or maybe your spouse isn't on Facebook to defend themselves. Or, like,
right.
they don't use it or you've blocked them so they can't say anything or whatever.
Yeah. Not acceptable, in my opinion.
Yeah, totally not.
I'm glad you feel the same way. So, have you encountered any additional SMS this last week that we need to share/discuss?
Let's think. I think the thing that I encounter more often than anything else is when people are just, like, completely hypocritical. Like, perfect example is, you know, the person that I fight most often, you know, the jerk ex of my friend. And, you know, bless her heart. I hope God does bless her heart and gets her head right. But anyway. You know, she'll post, like, Bible verses and scripture on Facebook and then, like, you know, go into a courtroom and lie under oath about things that, you know, if
yeah.
they were true, they could be, you know, like, pretty detrimental to people. You know, obviously they're not true. But, you know, like, when you're just completely hypocritical about stuff, you know,
yeah.
that's... You know, and that's why, and I tell you what, when you do stuff like that, it's just another, you know, exactly like the other situation we were talking about. You open yourself up for that criticism. Like, that's why, you know, like, I'm not going to preach to anybody. I'm not going to say, you know, like, you're a horrible person because you do this activity, you know, or you participate in this, or you're this way, or this is your sin, that's your sin. I'm not going to judge anybody on that because I have my own issues. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to sit here and say that, but I'm not going to open myself up for that criticism either, because I can tell you on at least 30,000 times a day, I mess up. And so, you know, like, if I'm putting across this holier-than-thou persona and posting all these Bible verses and making everybody think that I think that I'm perfect, and then I go to work and, you know, get aggravated and, you know, spit out a cuss word or two, you know, that's opening me up for criticism. So, I don't know. Typically, my social media activity is posting pictures of my niece and or nephews, writing happy birthday to people. And if I've written any articles for the website, I'll share those. That's my social media activity. Because otherwise, you know, like, I'm opening myself up for Lord knows what. But, you know, I mean, like, that's what Facebook does for you, though. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it does.
Yep. But that's, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I have noticed / experienced the same thing recently, not to the same extent as this person, you know, that you deal with, but the phenomenon of people, you know, posting their Bible verses and, you know, so forth and so on, and then you see them treating people really not, you know, in the best way. You see them excluding people, talking down to people, you know, treating people as less than, and then you see them posting their Bible verses again, and it's very annoying, quite frankly, to see that and know how they are really behaving. It's very annoying and frustrating, I would say.
Extremely. It blows my mind, like, that people, I don't know if they don't have common sense or if they're oblivious to the fact that, you know, like, that they suck at life or whatever. But, sorry, that was probably the wrong thing to say, but, I mean, you know, just.
I feel like that was absolutely the right thing to say.
People wonder why, you know, like, there's all this Facebook drama. You know why there's Facebook drama? Because you put all your junk out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's drama. If I don't want everybody else's opinion, then I'm not going to put, like, hey, I'm in this situation with my boyfriend, and it's really frustrating me. That could just be a statement, but you know what? I bet I'm going to have 10 friends that say, you know what you should do? You should break up with him, or you know what you should do? You should do this, that, and the other. Like, there
yep.
are a select handful of people that if I feel like I'm having an issue with anything, I will go to them directly and address it and get their opinion. And then in most situations, I usually ignore their advice and then tell them they were right later when I figure it all out. Isn't that right, Mom?
That is life, though.
She's giving me the thumbs up because it's usually her that I get the advice from, because I'm like, meh, I might not pay attention to that right now.
I agree. So listeners, that's going to be one of your tips and tricks for tonight, because you know we like to give those out. Don't post all your business on Facebook. Unless you want to hear everybody's opinion about it. And if you post on Facebook, don't get mad when people start giving their opinions, because you asked for them by posting. If you don't want them, there's a little button you can click so that it only posts to certain people. Learn how to use that button. Otherwise, zip it and reap what you have sowed.
Exactly.
So that's our SMS for tonight. Now we started a new segment.
Yeah, no. Go ahead.
Okay. We started a new segment last week, and sadly, I don't even know if we have anybody to put in there this week. I can think of somebody. It doesn't really completely fit the category, but that's okay. So the category is Dunzo. Now, typically that would be couples that have split, but I feel like we can celebrate a different type of Dunzo, and that would be Audrey on Big Brother.
Amen. Amen. I'm so glad she's gone. I could not stand her.
No, she was horrible. And let me tell you, what I could not stand more than her, quite frankly, was the people that did not want to get rid of her because of her situation, let's call it. I think you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, that angered me almost more than just her behavior, which was terrible, by the way. For those of you that don't watch Big Brother, or even those of you that do, here's a tip. If you lie, be good at it and don't get caught like 3 days in, because that's what Audrey did. And clearly did not work out so well for her. It took a few extra weeks, but she is still gone nonetheless. And her behavior never improved, which was even more shocking, I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, she was too aggressive, too fast. And then, it was just aggravating because, you know, she took the characteristics of the two people that I disliked the most in the game last summer, in Frankie and Devin, and, you know, like, embodied both of them. And I was like, I hate everything about this right now. And it didn't have anything to do with, like, what she was or her being, you know, a transgender person or whatever. It didn't have anything to do with that. It had everything to do with the fact she was terrible at the game.
Correct. She might be a super nice person out in the world. I have no idea. However, she was terrible as a player of Big Brother, and she needed to go quickly. So I'm very happy that finally happened. But, you know, there were a couple weeks that people, quote, did not want to nominate her because they did not want to be the person that nominated the transgendered person, which I find absolutely ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous. So, yeah.
Amen. I'm glad she's gone.
Yeah, very glad that she is gone. Any other Big Brother news that you would like to discuss or share? It's been kind of a quiet week, I think.
Yeah, I can't. Honestly, I can't even think of anything else. But and that's the bad thing. I mean, like, they were the ones that caused all the drama, the people that they've gotten out. Hold on just a second. There's a sleeping baby in the room. I'm going to take my loud mouth. I'm going to take my loud mouth out here. There's a baby.
Yeah, this season overall has been a little bit low on the drama, I kind of feel like. I don't know what they're going to try to do to change that, but not a ton of excitement going on.
Well, I mean, they've got to do something. They'll have to create some drama. Like, they'll start something.
They will. And, yes. And we have learned a little bit about how they do that by watching one of our new favorite shows, Unreal, which is a fictional show. It is a fictional show about the production of a reality show. And Kelly and I have been discussing that while the show itself is fictional, we firmly and strongly believe that many of the things that we see on the show are real and are done to create drama and issues between contestants and whatnot on various shows. So the only people that we worry about spoiling a show for is each other. So if you are not fairly caught up with Unreal, we're about to let some stuff out. You may or may not want to hear it, but were you as shocked as I was when Mary jumped off the building?
That really blew my mind, because I wasn't expecting it, and I was all of a sudden like, holy crap. I have guests, so I'm going to have to inform them there's a show about the production of a reality show, and they had this woman jump off a house and commit suicide. And I mean, like, wait, you would think stuff like that didn't happen, because, you know, then they came out and were, you know, the girl was like, well, I changed your meds around. It's like, well, this person is already unbalanced, and A, you let her be on this show, and B, you switched her meds out. Like, yikes.
Yeah. Right. So
the things you do for ratings.
Right. So we're hoping that they don't go quite that far in real life. But several of the other things that they portray on that show, I'm fairly certain are real. The way that they, you know, tell one girl something that the other girl supposedly said, or whatever. I'm sure those things really happen. But the show is definitely heating up, and the lead character is about to get in some more hot water with her boss. Her boss is on the warpath as of last week, and she is one angry, pissed off bitch right now, and she's about to make some stuff happen.
I just want, like, I want the show to end, and I want her to, like, what's the main girl's name? Why can I not remember that?
Wow, now I can't remember her name either, now that you said that.
Well, the one that was, you know, like, I don't know, apparently broke all the rules the season before, whatever. Anyway,
yeah.
I want her to just end up with the character that they brought in for, you know, to be the quote unquote bachelor. That would be that would be okay, right? Since her
man is
with that other person.
Well, wait till you see last week's show, because lots of things happened to mess all that up.
She messed it all up.
Oh, she did not, but, I mean, I'll tell you if you want me to tell you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Jeremy, her ex-boyfriend who is engaged to the little blonde-haired girl, he dumped her.
Uh-oh.
Because he wants to go back. Yep, he wants to be back with lead chick whose name that neither of us can now remember. And at the very end of the episode, she and Bachelor Dude are in bed.
Cool. Stop it.
And
hey, that's what I want. That's what I want for this show.
Yes. But
they should let me write.
Episode tonight, Quinn, who is very, very angry because, so, you know, her dude dumped his wife and proposed to her. She just found him getting oral favors from the little intern girl that has braids all the time.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so Quinn is very angry, and she has video. I found her name. It's Rachel. So she has video of Rachel and Adam in bed together that she is presenting to them tonight in order to get something that she wants. So, yeah. Meanwhile, Jeremy thinks that he and Rachel are about to get back together. He knows nothing about this other stuff.
That's someone fantastic. Like, yeah, the amount of drama that's going to be on that show today. I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, crazy drama. I'm pretty excited about it as well. So if you're not watching Unreal, still worth watching. Really, really cool. Really, really cool show. So here we go. We had decided that we weren't going to discuss this topic a while back. But I have questions, Kelly. And I feel like we need to discuss these questions, confusions, whatever you want to call them, that I have. Because I feel like if I have them, that you might have them too. So, I Am Kate debuted last night. Don't know if you watched it or not.
Big negative.
For anybody that doesn't know what that is the Bruce Jenner show, who is no longer Bruce Jenner. So, Kelly, here is my confusion. And let me preface this by saying, I don't really care about transgendered people. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't really care. It doesn't affect my life, and therefore, I do not put a lot of energy or time or effort thinking about it. But here is what confuses me. Okay. So, theoretically, these individuals are trapped in the wrong body. Correct? That's what we're told.
Right.
Okay. Okay, great. So let's say we accept that principle. I'm not saying we do or not. I'm just saying let's play pretend for the game that we accept that. Okay, moving along. So they want to be the other gender. Great. Fantastic. Then why? Here's my sticky point. Why do they often keep peas? Do you have an answer, Kelly?
I definitely don't have an answer. I don't understand it. I don't pretend to understand it. Like, I have enough trouble figuring myself out, never mind trying to figure out what's going on in other people's heads. So,
correct.
But that it seems like it would somewhat defeat the purpose of the whole ordeal. But that's just my thought process. Obviously, I don't understand anything that those people deal with. I say that in a bad way, sorry. I didn't mean to offend anybody. But, I mean, not like those people, like, they're terrible. But, like, you know, people that are going through that. Like, I don't.
Right. It just confuses me. Here's why it really confuses me. Because, and let's take Bruce/Caitlin for example. Now, I know that, or I think, I don't know anything really about this, but my understanding is that there is a period of time that you have to wait before you can get that particular surgery. So that's fine. So I'm not just talking about Bruce or Kate or whatever, but, you know, other transgendered individuals, you know, that have not had that particular surgery, but they get a boob job. So that really confuses me, because if you are going to keep the pee-pee by saying, like, it's not about the body, you know, it's about more than that. Well, if it's about more than that, why did you have to go get a boob job? It totally confuses me. I don't understand. I'd like to understand, like, but I do not.
My head, like, just sitting here talking about it, I obviously am far from understanding anything about it, but my head's about to explode.
Right. It's really confusing to me. So this part, though, is not confusing to me. So there is another reality show that just started a few weeks ago. It's called I Am Jazz. It is on TLC, and it is about a young girl. I think she's like 13 or 14. She was born a boy, and apparently, like, at the age of two or three, you know, knew, quote-unquote, knew she was a boy, or knew she was a girl, and her parents have raised her as such ever since. She is on hormones, but she also still has the PP. Now, again, whatever, she's only 14, you know, I'm not her parents, but here's the part that I think somebody needs to share with her and her family. So on a recent episode, she was lamenting that the boys, you know, in her class or whatever, don't give her a chance. And they automatically are, you know, turned off because she is transgendered. Well, they're 14-year-old boys. I mean,
they're 14-year-old boys, and they're if they want a girl, they're not going to want a girl with a pecker.
Thank you. You cannot, in any universe, expect 14-year-old boys to be accepting of anything out of the norm. They are.
I mean, 14-year-old boys aren't accepting of girls with, like, acne. I mean, like,
right.
What? On what? I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that. I kind of, like, was watching that, and I was kind of like, really? You can't expect teenage boys to be accepting of you. Now, am I saying that's right or wrong? I am not saying either. I am simply saying it is unrealistic, and somebody needs to advise the family that they have unrealistic expectations. Is that fair?
Sorry, I know some 30-year-old men who are, you know, not accepting of,
right,
you know, people,
right,
not
right,
like,
different equipment.
I don't even
different equipment.
Or, I mean, not even that. It's been normal for any, you know, for any woman, like, you know, oh, you have a few extra pounds, then I'm not going to deal with you because you're chubby or whatever. You know, something normal.
You have a kid.
For when
I'm not
going to,
yeah. I don't want an instant family. All kinds of stuff.
Exactly. But, I mean... But you think a 14-year-old boy is going to be like, oh, yeah, you have a pecker? That's all right. Let's go on a date.
No. Great personality. No, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
So that's our chat about that. So let's move along. This is something that we normally don't talk about, but I somehow have been in a cave and was unaware of this. So, the dude that has just been convicted of killing all the people in the Colorado movie theater, currently they are in the sentencing phase to decide whether he lives or dies, which is great. Did you know, Kelly, that he apparently converted to be a Muslim while in jail?
Well, I had no idea about that. Congratulations.
Neither.
Like, what do you say to that?
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, he, and I haven't read tons of info about it. I just learned about it yesterday. But apparently in his mind that made what he did okay.
Oh my gosh.
Apparently, it had angered, like, real Muslim people in jail with him. So, but yeah.
Well, good. Let him beat the snot out of him.
Well, that's what I was kind of thinking would have happened by now, but apparently these are the peaceful people in jail that have not attacked him. But they're in the sentencing phase right now, and they have lots of character witnesses coming to talk about what a great kid he was. Pretty sure that Ted Bundy was a great kid as well, and look how he turned out. So
he was a freaking psychopath.
Really how that, yeah, how does that help saying he was a really nice child? Great. He also came into a movie theater and killed 12 people and injured 58. So apparently he is no longer a great child. So I don't really know what that has to do with anything at all.
I mean, like, I'm sorry. Character witnesses, if they lie, they don't mean anything. You know what I mean? Like, if they have...
Right, exactly.
If they don't have any character themselves and they lie for you or lie to make you look better, like, what good does that do, for one? But two, like, I'm sorry. It doesn't matter. He could have been an angel. You know, like, oh, he was such a good boy. He was in the church choir, and he was this, that, and the other. Who cares? I'm sorry. That makes zero difference. He still walked into that movie theater, shot those people. That doesn't change what he did, what kind of person you are, what kind of person you were. Unfortunately, doesn't have any effect on what his behavior was.
Exactly. I totally agree. I find it fairly ridiculous. But I guess his attorneys have to do something.
Congratulations. You found some sort of, like, higher being. Way to go. Happy for you. But.
Right. You should go meet your higher
like
being.
That, yeah, you're going to meet him sooner than later, I believe.
Yeah, I feel like that's the direction that we're headed. This jury seems pretty intelligent, so.
I typically don't want to, like, say, you know, like, you know, this person deserves this punishment or whatever, because I'm not in that situation and I don't have to judge that. But, I mean, like. I mean, what's the alternative other than, you know, like, there's nothing. I don't feel like there's another alternative.
No, I think he's pretty much.
I mean, and that's sad.
Yeah, he has done all he can do in this life, I feel like, and should probably move on. That is just my opinion, but. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
For sure.
So, what else? What else is happening this week? Like, anything exciting?
That's what I'm trying to think. Isn't it terrible that I don't know of anything else that's even
exciting?
I'm thinking. I'm trying to think. Give me a minute. Actually, no, don't give me a minute, because if I take too much time, then I'm going to, like, I'll start coming up with something really good, and we can't handle that. The Bachelorette finale is tonight.
It is?
Sort of. It is. I've heard she picks both of them, so I don't know what she's going to do. I did start watching, like, the Celebrity Family Feud, and they had, and it was great. They had the Bachelor and the Bachelorette people on there, and, like, she was the worst. Like, I guess I'm just not a fan of Caitlyn, because she was just the worst. So, I mean, like, I haven't even really been interested in this season. So it's like, you know, oh, you're going to pick Sean? Congratulations.
I just want to see the drama, to be honest with you.
That is going to be more fun.
There was a little drama last week. There was not a ton of drama, but there was a little drama last week with the dudes. So it was fairly entertaining. But I'm interested to see who the next Bachelor will be. So I feel like
who do you think it's going to be? I think if she doesn't pick Nick, she should make it. Like, make Nick the Bachelor. Or we can make my friend Will the Bachelor.
I honestly think it'll be whoever they don't pick will be the next Bachelor.
My friend Will just committed to be the Bachelor, so
perfect.
There we go, we got one.
All right. If something happens with Will, just on some crazy chance, actually, I don't know if they would want, I don't know if they would have Nick do it because he.
That would be like his third time on the show, right?
Right. So I feel like it might be one of the Bens that was like, you know, one of the last few people. Could do it if Sean is not available for whatever reason.
Well, he's not going to be available because he broke up with her.
I heard that was not. I heard yesterday that they, whoever she picked, they were together and happy. So who knows?
Oh well, that's good.
So I don't know. I mean, it's all up in the air. Crazy reality shows. I don't know.
I'm looking. I'm checking all the social medias to see. But this is where my social media interests probably don't, you know, help our show any because it's all either Big Brother or sports. So, trying to think. A-Rod hit like three home runs, in a game the other day, and they won, and it made me happy. But a lot of New York fans don't like him anymore because he got in trouble for all the.
Yeah.
The steroids and whatnot.
Yeah, I didn't like him way before all that, so that really did not affect my opinion of him in any way, shape, or form, to be honest with you.
He only won me over again when he started playing well. When he decided he was coming back, and like, you know, they're like, okay, you know, you can come back and everything's okay. I was just like, I don't know. I don't know about that. And then, like, he came back and he started playing like the A-Rod that we knew and loved from before. And
right. It's about time.
Right? Like, where were you the last season you actually played?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on.
I'm checking the social media. I don't know. Do you put do you follow like your horoscope and stuff?
I read it in the paper, but that's about it.
Yeah. I don't know. There's just somebody retweeted some stuff about, like, these are how these signs react when they're angry. It's like, really? Okay. This is how certain signs act when they listen to music. Apparently, I am straight-faced. That's what it says. This is how you act when you listen to music. I'm straight faced. I just hang out and I'm whatever. unless I'm in my car by myself and then I'm performing like me and the lead singer in a duet, which is usually every day. Speaking of music. Shoot. Music. I tell you what, when you have very good best friends that encourage great things in your life, like Shinedown and Kentucky Sports Radio, you just always listen to what they say. And so, unfortunately, he's told me about like 7 different songs that I've had to buy and download. Is it not? I just saw this about Bobby Christina, and that's really sad.
Yeah, I saw that.
Sorry, that was my random, my ADHD that was like, oh wait, there's a.
I'm very confused by exactly what happened to her.
I mean, I've heard. I mean, it was an overdose. I've heard it was an accident. I don't know which one. Who's gonna know? You know, like.
And how is the boyfriend involved? Because we've been talking about that as well.
Yeah, that's
so much confusion today. So much craziness.
It is. It's a lot of. I mean, it's just sad. Like, what do you? I don't know. I'm trying to look for anything else that's interesting. I don't know. I don't even see anything. I see. Isn't it terrible? There's nothing else good to discuss.
I feel like it's been a pretty slow week, you know, in the world of excitement, quite frankly. Oh, the Duggars finally officially got out.
Oh, yeah, they took that deal.
So,
I mean, I'm sorry. The whole premise of that show is that, you know, like, hey, we are a great family and, you know, like, we love Jesus and we're good and this, that, and the other. And then a member of your family is... like, admits to molesting children. Like, that's not a good look. It's just not
right.
A good look.
I agree. And I am glad that they got rid of them officially, finally. What I also found interesting, though, was apparently they are doing... TLC is doing a show, I don't know, maybe in September, about abuse survivors. And at least one of the daughters is going to be on that show. So I don't really understand that because, I mean, if they were all supposed to be, you know, fine with it and everything's great and cool, why is she now going to be on this show?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, like, there's so much stuff that I don't know. Like, it makes me really wonder about people and life and society and, like, so much stuff. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
I agree.
I don't know.
It's very confusing. Here's something else confusing. Kourtney Kardashian just had a pretty big photo shoot, and she is like...
Did you see that in that light?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I don't want to see her butt with clothes on, so never mind, like, seeing her in a thong. I don't want to see that.
Well, at least it's not Kim.
That's true, but she's wearing, like... see-through jumpsuits. You know, like, hi, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear a see-through jumpsuit? Like, seriously.
Yeah, right. No. I don't care what you look like. When pregnant, here's another tip. When pregnant, no see-through jumpsuits.
I mean, like, in a lot of cases, you can just say, like, no jumpsuits, period. Because, honestly, I've only seen a few people who can actually pull them off.
That is true.
It's ridiculous.
That is so incredibly true. But, yeah, so Chloe is getting her photo shoot on these days.
And she's all, like, officially divorced from Lamar now. Like, they've been together been apart for how long, and they're just now getting the divorce paper signed? Like,
seriously.
I mean, I know people who, like, have a countdown going, like, you know, like, X number of days until we can make my divorce official. But,
yeah, I guess they didn't care. They had better things.
I mean, like, I guess when you're loaded, you can do whatever you want.
Exactly.
Which is unfortunate.
Who cares?
Like, I'm rich. Anyway, I'm definitely, but being rich is not about money. It's about what you have in your life. Anyway.
Right. So we're all rich.
And if you have a great family and, you know, like, little babies that you can drive not a far distance and please their cute little chubby cheeks. You know, you have people that love you. Like, that's what matters. Not like how much money you have.
Well, apparently while Chloe was getting her photo shoot, Lamar was at the strip club. So
of course he was. Of course you like.
Moving right on. What about Scott? I mean, he has, like, gone off the deep end.
Like, already going, like, what is it, like, clubs with girls and stuff, right? That's weird.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean, You're just now leaving your wife. Like, don't instantly start going and, like, I don't know, partying with pushers and stuff. That's questionable.
Well, truly, though, Courtney should have dumped him a really, really, really long time ago. So, you know, I feel like she's, this is kind of her own fault at this point. So,
yeah.
It is what it is. But,
like, that's an understatement. I'm sorry. If you see somebody that has, like, an addictive behavior, you know, like,
right.
And with his drinking or whatever, you know, like, you know, it's going to be an issue. You know, it's not going to be easy to deal with. So, yeah, I mean, it is just her fault. It's her own fault. And,
it's everybody's fault.
We're all to blame.
Right. Well, hopefully this week will be a really exciting one so that we have plenty to talk about next Monday night. I mean, I got to hope for some people to break up so we can talk about that in Dunzo.
Yes.
Maybe we'll have a new bachelor named, or at least some ideas of who that might be so that we can talk about that. And
that would be fun.
Right? So,
or at least have an idea of what's going on.
Right. So if you want to connect with us, you certainly can. Explain some of because there's lots of them. So, Kelly, throw out our Twitter, why don't you?
All right. Now, our own individual Twitter, mine is at Kelly Beth, KELI. The ETH is pretty simple. And then Claudia, of course, is at Claudia_King. That's right. I ask you that every week. Like, oh, wait,
is
this
right?
Did I get your Twitter? Bless my heart.
It is correct.
I'm telling you what.
So, you know, if you have the answers that we need, please connect with us. Share them with us.
Or if you have great ideas for stuff we need to talk about on this show.
Hit us up.
Bring that to
us. Let us know.
We're happy to hear about
it. Give us an
so,
idea. We'll always take suggestions.
So, for this week, try to keep down your social media stupidity. Otherwise, we're going to be talking about it next week.
We will be talking about you next week.
Exactly. You're going to be listening, and you're going to say, wait, I did that. Is that me? Yes. Yeah, it probably is you. So watch what you do on social media. I'm giving you lots of tips and tricks to control that behavior. So do that. And until next week, have a wonderful one, Kelly.
All right, you too. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.